There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
God bless you and welcome to In His Presence Radio on today. Today our scripture passage comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Paul wrote to his brothers and sisters, those he had labored with, those he had introduced to Jesus Christ. And when he wrote to them, he wanted to encourage, he wanted to instruct, he wanted to warn, and he wanted to help prepare them for the days ahead. He was well aware that they were facing persecution, and they needed to have spiritual strength. They needed to be able to continue to stand against what was coming their way. This little band of saints needed to stand on their faith with understanding, their hearts covered, and their minds and their hearts enlightened to the things of God. God was doing miraculous things, wonderful things in that little fellowship of believers. But they were facing temptations, temptations of the flesh, temptations of the culture, and even temptations of the intellect, as false teachers teased them with what seems like a wonderful doctrine. It looked good, it sounded good, but it was only a fanciful lie designed to draw them from the truth. They had to be rooted and grounded in the truth of Jesus Christ. These Christians had to understand that their worship together was essential to their survival. We have to worship. The people of God must worship. They must praise. We must give thanks. There have been many who didn't know him, and in spite of wealth and fame, they chose death over life. The devil will tempt you, encourage you to sin, and then tell you to take your own life when things get tough. The father of lies does not want the people of God to align themselves with truth. The job of the enemy is our death and destruction. Don't ever be deceived. Your welfare, your happiness is of no concern to him. But when we walk with Jesus, it is there that we find life, and life more abundantly. To know the Lord is to know peace and joy. In verse 18, Paul instructs the people of God to give thanks in everything. Oh, I've had my struggles with this verse, and many of you probably have too. Lord, right now, we're stopping to give you thanks. Sometimes we don't feel like praising. Sometimes we don't feel like thanking you, but we know in our heart that you are good to us, and we will praise you and we will thank you in spite of how things may look around us. Thank you for the families you have given us. Thank you for friends. Thank you for those we don't know who take the time to show us their smiling eyes, while the rest of their face may be covered with a mask during this season, as we can hear their voice saying, God bless you, or good morning, or good afternoon, or just a word of encouragement. Thank you, Lord, for those. Thank you for the job, the employment we have. Or, Lord, if we're unemployed, for the job you are sending our way, the one you are directing us to. You know the needs of our life, and you can provide a source of income to care for our families. We thank you. We thank you that while many of us have lost loved ones during this time, we've had them slip away from us in these past few months. Lord, we thank you because you allowed us to have them with us for a season. You didn't have to do that, but you shared them with us to love, to laugh for a time. And now, Lord, in your time, you have called them back to your arms. And Lord, we miss them, but we're thanking you for them, Lord, and for the time we had with them. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our church family. Lord, we appreciate the buildings, great and small, but we know that your people are the real church. And we thank you for your people, Lord. We thank you to know that your people are praying somewhere every minute of the day, lifting up holy hands. Lord, we know that when our own heart may be burdened, Lord, that somewhere somebody is crying out, Lord, lift the burden, bless your people everywhere, praying for us and they don't even know us. We thank you, Lord, that somewhere somebody is crying out right now, Satan, the Lord rebukes you. Get your hands off God's people. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to rest in somebody else's consciousness, and Lord, that they're crying out for us. We thank you for food, for shelter. And we pray for those who got up this morning with no food. They're hungry today. But Lord, we're asking that you would fill their stomach somehow during the course of this day, that you will provide ways, provide food for those that don't have any, provide shelter for those who need shelter. We thank you, God, because you are a God who cares. We thank you for your healing and encouraging touch. And Lord, we ask that you would send your angels even now into crowded hospitals around the world. And Lord, into nursing homes, into other facilities. And Lord, that you touch and heal. Lord, let there be tears dried upon the cheeks, O God. Lord, meet the needs right now. We are grateful that we serve a God who can hear every prayer, attend every need, and one who loves his people so much that he sent his only Son to die on the cross. We thank God for healed bodies. And we thank God for renewed hope. Hope in situations that are in despair. Hope into hearts that are broken. We speak, Lord, fulfillment of the vision, for the ministry, for your leadership. We are thankful for the love of the work and the love of the people you have placed into the heart of our leaders. Thank you for the vision. Thank you for the servants who labor day and night. Thank you, God, for the visionary leaders that you have placed in our midst. We give thanks for your word, that we may sit down and read the beautiful words of life for ourselves. that we might claim these promises in our own lives. Oh, we thank God. We thank God today. It is a day of thanksgiving. We thank God for godly leaders. We thank God for those who do not yet know the Lord in the pardoning of their sin, and ask that you might reach out now and touch hearts, turn people around. Lord, change their course and change their destiny. Let them find life in you. We ask that you would strengthen and bless and keep, Lord, those doctors, nurses, caregivers, paramedics, teachers, grocery store workers, and every individual who works every day to care for others in any capacity. Lord, strengthen their immune systems, cover their health, protect them as they put their own well-being on the line to serve others. We thank God for them, and we ask that you would cover and protect them. Keep them safe in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord that this year we are here to praise the Lord during this Thanksgiving week. But we all know, for the people of God, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day of praise. May the Lord help us that we never forget that our God is worthy to be praised every day of our lives. Lord, we will praise you in every condition, in every circumstance. We'll praise you, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised. We thank the Lord. We praise him for who he is and what he has done and what he is doing even now in our lives. Our life is not a day, but a lifetime of praise and thanksgiving to God. Have a blessed and beautiful week. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving. And join us again next time in His Presence.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.